Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Morning Podcast. Today, we have a fascinating story to unpack, one that takes us back to 2004, when the Labour government was dealing with some very sensitive issues around immigration. What do you think about this, Lewis?
Good morning, Alice. This is interesting. So, it looks like Lord Blunkett was warning Tony Blair about some research on public attitudes to immigration and asylum seekers. The memo suggests that the findings could be quite exploding if they were made public. That's a strong word to use, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. The memo says that focus groups showed the public believed our borders were completely open and overrun. That must have been a real wake-up call for the government. I mean, even positive case studies were being dismissed as benefit fraudsters. Wow, that's quite a big claim, right?
Right. And the report also mentions that there was no evidence of public sympathy for asylum seekers' humanitarian plight. That seems pretty harsh. It also states that anti-migrant views were held fairly consistently across all ethnic and age groups. Even established immigrants were expressing hostility towards newer arrivals. That's really surprising.
I agree, that is surprising. And this was at a time when Blair's government was under a lot of pressure over immigration and asylum claims. The UK was allowing free movement for new EU states in May 2004, while others like France and Germany were delaying full access to their labour markets. Why do you think that was?
Well, Alice, I think the reason is simple. France and Germany were more concerned about the potential pressure on their benefit system and housing. The UK, on the other hand, might have been more optimistic about their ability to manage the influx, or maybe they just wanted to appear more open. But there were clear warnings about the risks involved.
That makes sense, and the Home Office had a communications plan to balance enforcement messaging with the economic and social benefits of legal migration, but the research clearly showed deep public mistrust. Do you think the government was realistic about how to change those perceptions?
I don't think they were very realistic, to be honest. The paper even suggests that the government needed to massage good asylum figures to counter the narrative that we had lost control of our borders. That sounds like a real challenge. It's one thing to have a plan, but another to change people's deeply held beliefs.
You're right, and it's really interesting to see that Lord Blunkett, who was the Home Secretary at the time, has now reflected on this. He said he had been warning about the fear of rapid change and globalization for some time. And he's impressed that the reflections of the time acknowledged the enormity of the challenge. That's quite a humble assessment.
Yeah, and it's also worth noting that the Cabinet Office chose not to comment on the release of these papers. That's not surprising, though, is it? These are still very sensitive issues, and the government might be afraid of stirring up old conflicts.
That's a good point. It's clear that immigration has been a contentious issue for a long time, and these documents give us a real insight into the government's anxieties back in 2004. Lewis, do you think these historical documents will have any immediate impact on today's immigration debate?
I doubt it. These are historical reflections, and the context today is very different. However, they do provide a valuable reminder of the sensitivity of these issues and how difficult it is to manage public perceptions. The challenges are still there, just in a different form.
That's a great way to put it. Thanks for that, Lewis. Well, that's all for today's edition. We'll be back tomorrow with more business and economic news. Until then, this is Alice and Lewis signing off.